Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
D-Gen Company. Stop flipping around the dial. D-Gen Company. And let's sit at the beach for a while. D-Gen Company. The all-around talk of the town. D-Gen Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. D-Gen Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I'm going to start today's show by interviewing Donna Delano Kerr. I took one look at her and I said, she's a dancing machine. I know she is. I can just tell by the way she walked into the room and sat into the chair. She said, I'm Donna Delano Kerr. I'm a lean, mean dancing machine, and I'm going to be at the terminal. How good is this?
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
And we have asked Brenda Lacey to join us because she knows all things dancing and ladies and whatever. A big deal coming up, the 90th anniversary of the Buffalo Central Terminal. And will you qualify and tell us you are a dancing machine?
I don't even know what to say to
you're a Buffalo doll.
I am a Buffalo doll.
And it says here. The Buffalo Dolls include you.
I would say a singing machine. Yeah, I'm definitely a singing machine.
I was hoping you were a dancing machine because I practiced my Lindy Hop. You can ask Brenda. I hopped at her birthday party last year, did I not?
He did. Nobody cuts the rug like Sandy Beach.
We do have the Ballroom and Beyond dancers coming for that.
True.
And they are
dancing. Oh, they're going to dance.
They are dancing.
Well, you're
machines.
Listed as a dancer. All I can do is tell you what, I think I don't know. No, everybody loves the Central Terminal. Everybody loves an event. And this is going to be in a time period where that terminal would have stood right out. It's a Gatsby-type thing. Do people have Gatsby clothes in their closets?
Well, some might.
Some might. You?
Some
you,
might. You I actually any? Do. I have several Gatsby-themed outfits.
I knew you were a dancer. You can't get out of it.
I definitely won't get out of it. I definitely will be cutting a rug.
So when you walk into the terminal, was it Saturday night? When you walk in Saturday night, you're going to feel like you're back in time. This is going to be like Somewhere in Time, Brenda.
Yes, one of your favorite movies.
One of my absolute favorite movie for a guy. I'm the only one that's ever said that. and you go in there, and there'll be music and dancing, and the proceeds are going to go to the Central Terminal Restoration, right?
Yes, it definitely. To help restore the electricity and heat, and possibly, wouldn't it be great to have a restaurant back in there and place be a year-round destination.
If you have
folks.
A big enough crowd, you can turn the heat on too, but
that's
you won't
true.
Need to.
We're going to turn the heat
people,
on with our music dancing. And dancing.
Now you got the Buffalo Dolls with hits of the 40s, 50s, 60s, and it's Andrew Sister stuff, and I love that.
Yes. Da 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 da. Huh? Oh, yeah. Boogie Woogie
right,
Boy.
Look at him. He's going already, Donna.
I know. I'm going to make him an honorary doll.
I think you should. Sandy doll. I love it.
I love that time period. And what timing with David Bellavia bringing back to that wartime period. Mm-hmm. And the terminal always sets you back into proper time. So tell us what's going on that night. That'll be Saturday night. From 6 to 10 o'clock.
6 to 10 o'clock. We're going to have great music and dancing. As you come in, you are going to feel as if you are stepping back in time with the music, the decor, the outfits that folks will be dressed in, our dancers, which are outstanding. We'll have music and entertainment from the Buffalo Dolls and also the Ladies First Big Jazz Band.
Tell us about the Ladies First Jazz Band.
The Ladies First Jazz Band is directed by Jennifer May and Jenny Jones from our local area. they are an all-female jazz band, or we, I should say, are an all-female jazz band. And we've won many awards in the local area, the latest being the best big band through the Jazz Buffalo.
That's great.
Awards.
Brenda,
yes.
do you dance to any of this stuff? Or do you know any of this stuff?
I really don't. I don't have a lot of rhythm, I have to admit. But I enjoy watching
Here's where Brenda denies knowing any of these songs. So you can't look at a calendar. Yes, go ahead.
I've read about them in the history book, Sandy.
Of course you did.
But what strikes me about it, Donna, what are the acoustics like in a building that cavernous and that, you know, so iconic looking?
Acoustics can be challenging there. But we have a great sound company coming in. We have Nickel Sound. Coming in, they've worked with us before, and they've been wonderful with like tailoring our sound so that it fits well in the area, and you can hear everything clearly and well, and
you're gonna love it
because you're gonna love it.
You're gonna feel right there. I mean, you can be in other buildings with the same music, but this building fits the music. The Ballroom and Beyond Dancers. Now, this is smart. They're made up of a group of dance teachers and enthusiasts. Who are going to add swing. You don't know a thing if you ain't got that swing.
That's true.
And encourage full dance floor. So, guys, I want you to be ready to go. No excuses, okay, when you go, you got to dance.
They should dance. The dancers actually will be demonstrating several styles of dancing, and they have a few items or a few things that they have choreographed that they will be demonstrating in between, you know, breaks from the band.
They do the Charleston?
Oh, yes, of course.
That's a big one.
And they will definitely be encouraging folks to dance. So if you come to the dinner dance, and if you or your partner don't feel like you are adept enough, feel free to ask one of our dancers. Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, to come and dance. Fill your dance card. Fill your dance card.
You know, I look online all the time at Lindy Hop stuff, which is all of the kind of stuff you're talking about.
Yes. We have quite a culture here in Buffalo for the swing dance community.
People come out and I just let it go. There's no holding your back. Just let it go.
What a fun thing to do, too, because, you know, we all know it's festival season in Buffalo right now. You know, one food frenzy, eating frenzy after another. But this is something a little different. It combines history and dance and music and food.
Yes.
In a building that really, you know, relates back 90 years to our culture here in Buffalo. I think it's a wonderful way to celebrate the summer, too.
Oh, and, definitely.
Let's see, sponsored by us, WBEN.
Right. Yes, WBEN, Buffalo News, and Councilman David Fronczak.
Oh, Dave Fronczak is a dear friend of mine. How nice. Can he dance?
You know,
can Dave Fronczak
we'll find
dance?
Out.
Anne-Marie,
we'll
I bet,
out.
I bet Anne-Marie
I bet she can,
dance.
Sandy.
I bet she can cut a rug. What do you think?
I think Dave would look great in one of those Gatsby
That's
hats,
cool.
though.
I know we're sponsoring it because Greg Reed, this is the music he grew up with.
But that music is fantastic.
It is great music.
It brings back so many memories. So, like all of the great Glenn Miller tunes, you know, so In the Mood, you know, you're going to hear Chattanooga Choo Choo. You're going to hear a few great World War II tunes as well.
We'll meet again, don't know where,
when. The great Marilyn.
I love that song.
It's on my iPod. You've got to come and sing along with us.
And I will do the Lindy Hop.
Look at this. Song and Dance Man right here.
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, Rum and Coca-Cola.
All we need is Bette Midler here. Tickets are available at www.brownpapertickets.com. Tell us about that. What are Brown Paper Tickets?
Oh, well, Brown Paper Tickets is a ticketing service.
I guess not. Can't fool you. No, not at all.
No, you can go online there.
I mean, I'm just thinking.
And
you can
order your tickets.
Do they handle like old fashioned shows and stuff? Is that why Brown Paper Tickets? I mean, it has to be a reason they named it that.
I actually have never asked them why they named the company but we use the Central Terminal uses that service.
Now,
so.
You said you just recently got married, but you're a dancer too, and this is going to be a fun thing. And when people come up to you during this event and say,
I don't know why he thinks that. I'm more a musician.
Well,
and,
yeah, but you got to listen to what I'm saying. When people come up to you and want to dance, is your new husband going to be okay with this?
Oh. Well,
think about that. You got to make
He'll be busy at his own gig that night.
Oh, does he have his own?
He's a professional musician too.
Is he really?
So,
yes,
do you two sing to each other?
Oh, all the time.
What instrument does he play?
He's a keyboard player.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. They're chick magnets.
They are,
keyboard players.
Aren't they? Yeah.
Paul Schaefer? I mean.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't my first thought, Sandy.
You know what? I do a lot of interviews, but this sounds like a lot of fun.
This is going to be great fun, Sandy. It really is. It's going to bring people back to a time period. That building is so beloved in this community. It would be wonderful to see it revitalized and hopefully spread that influence like throughout the local area and into the neighborhoods. We've had so much great success there with all of the Dingus Day.
Oh, that's right.
You know, celebrations
outside the door. Yeah, sure.
And the historical tours and car shows and things like that. It would be wonderful to have that be a year-round place that, like I said, brings a lot of new life into the community.
Totally,
so not just celebrating its past, but also trying to create
what's going on
a future.
Now and in the future. All right, the Buffalo Central Terminal 90th anniversary. It'll be Saturday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you would like to go, let's see. If you need any more information, you can call 462-7597, or you can get tickets directly. They're available at the usual three W's there, brownpapertickets.com, okay?
You can also get tickets in person at Potts Deli and Grill. Potts Deli and Grill will be our caterer for the event.
Oh, that's very nice. You're going to have good food?
Oh, yeah, good food. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres. We're going to have an open bar.
Oh, an open bar. Wow, an open bar.
It'll get you dancing.
That'll be fun.
So that will definitely...
We'll be moving. All right.
That will definitely get folks moving and dancing.
Well, we will see you there, Donna Delano Kerr. Notice I got it right?
Thank you so much.
Try the veal. We'll be here all week.
He'll be very happy.
I hope you all go because it sounds like fun, and we love the Central Terminal. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach and Company. Well, Tony, you had kind of a crummy weekend for sports. It was rainy. It was cold. It was drizzly. It's June, and we're wearing jackets. I mean, what's going on? Did you play a game?
Yeah, we played in Wilson on Friday night, and there were areas of their field that was just swamp.
Oh, yeah,
you couldn't
sure.
even so say if ball goes there, it's a dead ball. Couldn't cut the lawn. Saw a lot of rainouts for youth games.
A lot of sports, yeah.
Yeah, it's just been terrible. You can't get outside and really get into doing yard work. There are things that I want to do in the backyard.
Yeah, I miss that, too. I kind of wish it was nicer. I'd love to be doing yard work.
Yeah, you were going to come over,
I recall. In fact, I said if your neighbors need any help doing yard work, I'll be happy to pitch in.
Right. You're that type of person. I appreciate that.
Guy, I am. I couldn't
can't stop him.
I couldn't stand by and watch other people do yard work.
Sure.
I'd be too jealous. Hey, can I have some of that?
Here, toss me a shovel.
I was thinking one day of the things I don't like, and I've come to the conclusion I don't like much of anything. No, you know what I do like?
What's that?
I can tell you this right now. You know who's in town on Friday? You know who's got great seats to see this person who's in town on Friday?
What's that?
The answers are Sandy Beach and John Prine. John Prine's playing Buffalo on Friday. I got the tickets the minute they came out. Got really good seats. I saw John Prine in 1980 in San Francisco. I got to go backstage and meet him and talk to him. And I'm a huge John Prine fan. I don't think there's anybody. John Prine probably doesn't like John Prine as much as I do.
Wow.
So I'm going to get to see him on Friday night. I'm really looking forward to that.
That's neat. Good job.
Yep. All right, let's see. I did want to remind you, here's a project to feed your appetite. Buffalo Pizza Project invites you to get to work on their delicious menu. Get $20 gift cards for a Buffalo Pizza Project for $10. Save 50%. See, I could do that math. It's the deal of the day from mybuffaloperks.com.
Hey, how about a big, before we get going, a big congratulations to Williamsville East softball state champions.
Oh, yes.
Undefeated,
women.
Ranked 11th in the country.
Yeah, the women.
Yes.
Okay. You got to say that, so we'll know.
Well, softball,
the
it's
men
automatic.
Don't have softball. Right. Yeah, okay. That was a trick question. I'm sorry. Yeah, congratulations to them. They seem very happy. I saw a clip of them jumping up and down. Why is it when we're happy, we jump up and down? You know, it doesn't make much sense to jump up and down. It doesn't accomplish anything.
Hmm.
When you're done jumping, you're in the same place you started.
Right.
You don't even go forward.
I've never thought about
that. Or backward. I have thought about it. That's the reason I'm the host of this show. Wow. Is because I think those deep thoughts.
And we get loud, too.
And get loud. All my rowdy friends are coming on down. Yes.
And then all my rowdy friends have settled down.
That's true. Hank Jr. That's love right. Hank Jr. Glad he's back doing football stuff.
Johnny Cash doesn't act like he did back in 68.
That's true. Nice job with the lyrics. Now, you were on Sunday afternoon with Brenda Lacey, and you two handled that Hardline show pretty well. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did some fill-in work. I enjoyed it. I hope the audience enjoyed it, because that is the, you know, that's the goal.
Yeah, for the audience to enjoy. Yes, you're just catching on to that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I finally have figured it out.
You have
after
a career
all these...
here, pal.
Yes.
Doing what, I have no idea, but you do have a career.
Oh, thank you very much.
We'll be back with more with Beach & Company. Hang in there. We actually have a subject today, and a subject I think you're going to want to partake in on News Radio 930 WBN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, well, thank you for that little clue there, Bowerly and Bellavia. I'm going to talk about one of them. Let's guess which one I'm going to talk about. Will it be Bowerly? Will it be Bellavia? Tick tock, tick tock. Which one do you think it'll be, Tony?
I think it is going to be our Medal of Honor pal, David Bellavia.
How about you, Buzzy? Are you as perceptive as Tony?
I thought you were going to talk about Bowerly.
See, it's split vote, but Bowerly will have to wait until another show. Today, we're talking about David Bellavia, and you're saying, well, what is there to say? We've said everything. He's going to get the Medal of Honor a week from tomorrow, so it's, about 8 days before he'll actually have the Medal of Honor. So we have covered it extensively, but this area hasn't been covered extensively until the front page of today's Buffalo News, and an article which asks a good question. Bob McCarthy, thank you for lighting a fire for me under this one, because I was thinking about doing this one a few days ago and decided to wait to see. The good question is, if Trump asks, will Bellavia run for Congress? As you know, he's already run for Congress and had a pretty decent showing. Now... it would be even bigger, advances, I think, in his run for Congress. The only question, and I think it is a question, it's a question worth pondering. David is a class guy. He does things in a class way, and he is not crass, C-R-A-S-S. He is not opportunistic. He did have the fire in the belly to go to Congress when he ran earlier. But now that he will be receiving the Medal of Honor, will David, and David is the only one that can answer this, but we'll attempt to, will David see it as opportunistic that he received the Congressional Medal of Honor, commonly called the Medal of Honor now, and is asking for your vote for a political office, in this case, the 27th Congressional District. That might be conflicting to him, and I can understand it. I think it would be conflicting to me because of the great aura in which we hold the Medal of Honor. We don't want people, you know, if he got the Medal of Honor and suddenly his name was on everything and, you know, as... it might seem opportunistic, but here's the other argument, because you can work this one both ways. The other one is he says he wants to continue serving his country. Now, he's already re-upped. He's already re-upped, right, Tony?
I believe he has. Yeah.
So he's back in the Army. Okay. So he's re-upped. He says he wants to serve his country. I think that you could make an argument that says him running for Congress pretty closely after getting the Medal of Honor is a way to serve his country in Congress. See, I think that argument can be made. You know, if he wanted to run a circus or something, that would be different. But he doesn't. And so he has said publicly on this radio station that he is not interested. I think he told Mr. Caputo that he is not interested in running for Congress. Okay? But I don't know the time frame of that. I don't know if that was before it was announced or after it was announced that he would be the recipient of the Medal of Honor. So he's an honorable man. And I think he's an honorable man driven by a conscience. So you could argue this sensibly both ways. One, you could say, no, you just got the Medal of Honor and now you're announcing for Congress. That's really taking advantage of the medal. Yeah, you earned it, but this is abusing it. That's one side. The other side says, no, you say you want to continue serving your country. This is a way to serve your country, is to run for public office. I mean, that's a real sacred trust. I know we oftentimes don't have a great deal of positive things to say about politicians. I think he'd be cut from a different bolt of cloth as far as I'm concerned. So you could go either way. Okay, which way would you go on this, Tony? Would you go, yes, he is serving his country, or no, he would be taking advantage of the medal?
I think he's serving his country in any which way he decides to go, but I would like to see him run. I think he would do great service for our community to get in there, because he's the type of guy that's going to get in there, do the right things, and that's what we need.
If you can use something like the Medal of Honor in service to your country beyond what you did to earn the Medal of Honor, I think that's a legitimate reason to say yes. What do you think, Buzzy? Is that taking advantage of the medal, or do you think that that's a proper use of the celebrity? I don't want to say celebrity. That sounds cheesy. That sounds like Billy Bush. No, of the Medal of Honor's aura. Is that taking advantage of that?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, David earned that medal. You know, I mean, he went there. He is.
And it goes with him. It's his.
Yeah, it's his. He's the first living member from Iraq. I don't think serving in Congress right after this was, or going for that seat right after this was announced, is abusing it by any stretch. And I think the only person who would be able to comment if that was abuse of power would be someone who's received the Medal of Honor. I mean, because he did some great things. The guy's a hero for receiving that.
And it's part of his resume now.
Right.
In other words, once he gets it, it's part of him. It's part of his, if you were determining and grafting out the life of David Bellavia, that would be part of it. So there's no sense in pretending he didn't get it. And it shouldn't say that now that you've got this, you can't participate in things that you wanted to do to serve your country.
Right, because we do know that a few weeks ago, David was on the fence or said that he didn't want to run at that time or announced that he was running at that time. But David has shown intentions for running before. He actually did run against Chris Collins in 2012. So I think now he's got the Medal of Honor. He has said that he wants to continue to serve. And what better way to serve than get in D.C. and help the president get clean the swamp?
And the best question is, if Trump asks him, let's see now. Let's see. He's going to put the medal around his neck and then say, "Let's get together for a minute, okay?" Got a few minutes and goes into a little private room or something. Says, "David, I want you to help continue serving your country. I'd like the 27th congressional district's very important to us. I know you've had an interest in it before. I would consider it a positive thing if you decided to run for it. If and I will support you." If the president asks you, how do you say no?
You have to say no.
No,
you have to say
yes. You have
to
say yes, yes. So if the president asks, you are serving your country, you were asked to serve in this manner, as a member of the military, by the way, right now. So I don't know how that works. I don't know what his duties will be in the remaining time in uniform. We'll all find these things out together. But I think he can do it if he wants to. But if he doesn't want to, I can understand that. But this can be used for somebody who really wants things better for the country. This medal can be used as a very effective fulcrum to get somebody off of what they're thinking and onto what you're thinking.
You know, see, I don't look at it as taking advantage of the medal, considering he's a hero before it.
Yeah, and he's a hero before, during, and after it. And it's his, and it will be okay to mention that. And some will try and bask in that aura. And actually, there's nothing wrong with that as long as it's for a good cause. And you can do things that are positive. I'd like your opinion. Do you think Donald Trump would ask David Bellavia to run? If he did, do you think David would run? Yay or nay? Yes or no? And tell me why. Some people have different ideas. I have the text screen, the first one to come in. Bellavia, challenge Cuomo.
That was my thinking.
They want him to go at least this poster. Wants him to go after Cuomo. Let's take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach and Company. One week from tomorrow, David Bellavia will be the recipient of the Medal of Honor, the greatest honor you can have while being in the United States military. Very happy day for him. Happy day for everybody that knows him. And a happy day for our country. I think he's a man of integrity. And I'm asking, if Donald Trump asks, would he run for Congress? As I said, he has said on this airways that he's not interested. But he also says in print here, in McCarthy's column, that it depends who asks and what they say. So I think the door is open. You guys think the door is open when you make a statement like that? If you were definitively deciding not to do it, I don't think you would say it depends who asks and what's going on.
Yeah, I think that definitely
that closes the door, doesn't it?
Exactly. So I think we're still
I think you got a chance.
Yes.
What do you think, Buzzy?
Yeah, if he didn't want to run, he would have said up front, guys, I'm not running. That's not where I choose to go. But I have something to throw out there that a caller gave, and I want to see what you guys think of this.
Okay.
A caller said he shouldn't run for Congress. He should be the president's next press secretary.
I thought about that, too, over the weekend.
Yeah.
Governor.
Yeah, he'd probably be pretty good. But remember, a press secretary is a stepping stone to usually something else. And they don't stay in there a long time.
Not an easy job.
It's not an easy job, and they burn out quickly. And a guy like Bellavia, he's a Trump supporter, no question about it, as I would consider myself a Trump supporter. And you two guys, right. Trump supporters. But we don't agree with everything that Trump does, not every single thing. So now, all of a sudden, yes, me, Trump supporter, I am now the press secretary, and the press asked me a question about something that I agree with the press, and I don't agree with the president on.
You can go back into back records and listen to past shows. If he said anything critical of the president, then somebody's going to use that.
Somebody will get it out, for sure.
So, maybe that's not the best idea.
Yeah, especially since Bellavia has been on the air here. You have access to recording with no problems. See, I think if you're going to go get into government, get into something where you can really make a difference. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is leaving, but she did a really good job. But that job burns out people, and you don't stay in it really long time. You got to use it as a stepping stone to something else. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Rush Limbaugh's next, and then the news, and then we'll be back after that.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.